poll, voters in Iowa Democrat Representative Cindy Axon's district oppose Biden's tax policies. By Jacob Bliss on June 8, 2021. Voters in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, currently held by Representative Cindy Axon, DIA, are overwhelmingly opposed to President Joe Biden's various tax plan he hopes to impose on Americans, according to a recent poll from the Coalition to Protect American Workers. The Coalition to Protect American Workers was created to fight on the side of the American worker against attempts to increase taxes by far-left politicians, including Biden, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY. Now, the coalition is led by many of the former senior staffers from the Trump administration. This includes Mark Short, who was former Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff. 40% of the respondents, when asked about taxes, said they wanted Congress to have them lowered. Additionally, 29% say leave it the same. The survey found that only 21% wanted taxes increased. When broken down by the party, 60% of Republicans and an astonishing amount, 41%, of independents wanted lower taxes. Only 18% of Democrats wanted to lower taxes. When asked about the poll by WHO13, Short said, "Many Democrats, if they choose to vote for these massive tax increases, you could see those seats flip." He later added, "Democrats are smart to frame their taxes only the wealthy and only corporations." Short also brought up if the Democrats will be able to raise the necessary revenue by only increasing taxes on those groups. Additionally, when the respondents were asked about allowing American jobs to be sent to China to lower the price of electric vehicle batteries made in China, 62% were opposed. The survey noted, supporters say it will improve the environment, while opponents say it will use taxpayer dollars to purchase Chinese goods and create Chinese jobs. Short also previously told Breitbart News that the Democrats' infrastructure plan includes $175 billion in subsidies for electric vehicles. He said, in essence, the taxes on American people will pay for batteries being made in China since the biggest country that produces the battery electric vehicles is China. 62% were also opposed to the idea of raising taxes on family farms that are already subjected to capital gains. Additionally, 62% are opposed to President Biden's plan to tax capital gains on farms and family businesses after they die. The poll asked, "Do you support or oppose raising taxes to fund $80 billion worth of tax collectors at the IRS as part of President Biden's tax plan?" 53% said they are opposed to Biden's push to raise taxes to fund the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. Only 26% actually said they would support Biden giving more money to the IRS. This poll questioned 400 likely voters in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District who will likely vote in the 2022 midterm election. Respondents were contacted via a combination of cell phones and landlines, and the margin of error is plus or minus 4.9 percentage points.